I'm Holly Kernan, and we're featuring stories about teachers who are taking innovative approaches in their classrooms. We've been remembering some of the teachers who made an impact on us. Here's reporter Leela Day.
My favorite teacher was my fourth grade elementary school teacher, Mr. Ober. He taught me basic sign language when I was in the fourth grade. And he also really kept me on my toes because I remember once we went through this whole reading assignment about how the earth is warming because of global warming. And I was daydreaming and I raised my hand and I said, do you know that the planet's getting hotter? And he said, Leela, you know, we've been talking about this for the past half an hour. You really need to pay attention. And it was at that moment in the fourth grade that I realized, like, I really had to be on my toes all the time.
Leela's moment of epiphany might just be timeless. Even as what we're teaching evolves, what makes an effective teacher hasn't changed that much. But the tools for educators are definitely changing. Behind classroom door number 43 at Oakland's Skyline High is a high-tech computer lab for students to create digital magic. It has the latest audiovisual equipment, which helps give students an opportunity to explore everything from computer hardware repair to documentary filmmaking. Reporter Teresa Soares takes us into classroom number 43.
When the morning bell rings at Skyline High School, instead of starting the day off in a traditional classroom, a select group of students hurries off to room 43, where they await their next high-tech assignment.
So, today what we're working on is yesterday we started on the bully project, editing the interviews, and the idea is, out of the 15 interviews there, you want to take pieces from each that you think would look good together in a finished interview piece using your Final Cut Pro skills.
This is Mr. Fry's digital filmmaking class of seniors who have spent the last 3 years in the Computer Science and Technology Academy at Skyline. They're currently working on a project creating a series of public service announcements about bullying.
I think we're ready to wrap up the bully interviews.
Mr. Fry is the director of the Computer Science and Technology Academy. He founded the program in 1998.
It's what we call a career academy, and the idea is to focus on technology, especially dealing with computers and media production.
Okay, so we cut out that one piece that had turned that weird color. Now we put a replacement in here. So now it's lined up with the audio. The video and the audio is lined up, right?
He's still excited about what he does, even after nearly 15 years of teaching.
He is the most enthusiastic teacher. He has the most patience, too, so it makes the video process really easier.
He has humor, so he kind of makes the class fun, and he helps us along the way. But mostly, he just lets us do our things by ourselves.
Yeah, he's really cool. He just knows how to relate to students, yeah.
Those are three of Mr. Fry's students, Karen Amore, Ariana Argijo, and Harold Powell. They're all seniors and have been taking Mr. Fry's classes for the last 3 years. In fact, the program offers a technology class for students in grade levels
10th, 11th, and 12th grades.
Mr. Fry attracts students from all academic levels and abilities.
And we actively recruit students that aren't necessarily doing really well in school. We're trying to find kids that are at all levels. We actually try to balance it pretty well so that we get really high-achieving kids and we get kids that are really low-achieving and hopefully bring them all up and out of the school better that way.
Mr. Fry believes in enhancing the classroom experience through student diversity. The program is fully inclusive, which means it's completely accessible to special ed students at Skyline.
This particular program is really accessible because it's technologically oriented, so people with certain needs, it's easier for them to access.
Mr. Tintler is an inclusion and special education aide at Skyline.
There's a big effort to kind of include everybody in the mainstream classes to help just kind of make it more diverse and help
right.
People socialize, which is really cool.
The way this is set up here is that in my room, 43, is that it's a Mac computer lab, and 32 new iMacs here. And you can see I have one in front of the classroom here.
There's a lot of really awesome equipment in here. The studio is higher quality than what many colleges and universities have.
We have brand new iMacs that we got last year, They're all, you know, big monsters. I feel like the Wizard of Oz.
For the kids who think school is boring, the Computer Science and Technology Academy at Skyline High School provides them with a creative curriculum that keeps things both fun and exciting.
With this type of program, kids often have a little oasis of real enjoyment during the day where they can really like, wow, this is just really fun. This is really, I can really enjoy this.
Fry Diesel.
What up, Fry?
Fry Diesel.
For anybody that's listening, check out Mr. Fry. He's the best teacher in Oakland, guaranteed. He'll make you laugh, he'll make you mad, and he'll make you successful.
For Cross Currents, I'm Teresa Soares.